Each NFL season, West Coast franchises travel a lot more than their East Coast counterparts. It takes a dedicated group of people to ensure that every Raiders road game goes smoothly. Silver and Black Productions gives you a behind-the-scenes look at life on the road with the Raiders.
Road cases, an essential part of travel for any NFL team on the move. These cases will be loaded and unloaded dozens of times throughout the course of the 2015 season. This time, they are headed to snowy Detroit. 48 hours before kickoff, the Raiders equipment staff begins packing, while the team continues their own preparation on the practice field.
A lot of things that play a part of it. You got trucking companies and bus companies and all that good stuff. But we usually bring about 18,000 pounds of luggage and equipment on the road.
Unlike any other team in the NFL, the Raiders travel aboard a specially chartered Hawaiian Airlines jet for all of their road trips.
This is an Airbus A330. It's a long-range twin passenger jet, wide body. Very nice airplane for charters. Has lots of room, lots of storage area. Makes it very convenient for the customer to be able to bring all their stuff.
Traveling on this exclusive aircraft not only provides the much-needed space for an entire NFL franchise, but a variety of different foods to keep the organization satisfied.
Crews really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. It's something different for us, going to cities that we don't normally serve in our normal passenger service. It's an exciting time for the crews to do these charters.
As the crew finishes last-minute arrangements, the team buses make their way onto the tarmac for departure.
Vacation gang, baby. Swag me out, man.
Coaches, players, and staff settle into their seats, ready to make the 4.5-hour flight from sunny California to the Motor City. Next stop, Detroit.
Coming up, preparations begin for the journey back to Oakland, even before kickoff takes place.
We're going to send a truck out here in about 15 minutes to go to the airport to get stuff started to load while we're still playing the game.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLticketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
Eight hours after being on the practice field, the Raiders touched down in Detroit. Frigid temperatures and snowfall welcome them. 12 hours later, the equipment staff heads to Ford Field, where they will situate the locker room for game day.
I'm trying to find out where to put stuff.
I haven't been in the stadium in 7-8 years.
Every locker is meticulously prepared for each player to ensure consistency.
The first thing you do is when you unpack bags, you just want to make sure they have everything that they need. And then you kind of, it gives you a chance to double check to make sure they brought the right stuff. And if there's anything that they're missing, you can kind of replace it. We always bring back everything. Bob's pretty good about doing that. So one thing I've learned from him is just when you check, double check. So he's taught me well.
With everything in place, game day is now less than 24 hours away. It's 6 a.m. back in Oakland, and the Raiders embark on the trip from the team hotel to nearby Ford Field. After 36 hours of travel, walkthrough, and adjusting to the time change, it's the moment everyone is prepared for. Game time. But in approximately 5 hours, the Raiders staff of roughly 150 people will return to the tarmac for the trip back to Oakland.
We're going to send a truck out here in about 15 minutes to go to the airport to get stuff started to load while we're still playing the game. Just make it quicker getting out of town.
Call play action to Crabtree. Nice grab inside the 20-yard line.
Oh, yeah, grab.
Carr just gets it off. Steps up. It's going to keep it himself. Carr at the 5 and dives up ahead of the 3.
There you go, DC.
Third and goal, 1 yard line. Hand off Murray off the right side. He dives in. Touchdown, Raiders. It's a quarterback draw. Touchdown, Stafford. Who saw that coming? And that's it. The Lions kneel down one more time, and they win it.
Going to help them with their bags and put all football stuff in their gloves, shoes.
The road cases that were once empty in Oakland are now filled and ready to make the trip back home, where they will await their next trip for the silver and black.
There you go.
There you go.
Although the Raiders suffered a heartbreaking loss to the Lions in Detroit, the road has been good to the Silver and Black. Through week 16, the Raiders are 4-3 on the road.